Chapter 2. Reading. Page 23. Care for your hair.
A new hairdressing salon has opened near Debbie's home. Yesterday, she found this leaflet in her letterbox.
Connie's. For ladies and gentlemen. Drop in at any time. 191 Half Moon Street. Telephone 2898 3366. For a new hairstyle to suit your new lifestyle, come to. You will be as excited by our exciting hairstyles as we are. We guarantee they will make you feel on top of the world. Choose the one that is right for you. Get free advice from our experts.
What sort of hairstyle is best for me?
That depends first on the shape of your face. Is it round, square, long, oval, or heart-shaped? Short styles usually suit round faces. They make the face look longer, especially if there are curls on top. Longer styles suit square faces. They hide the angles of the face. Your hairstyle depends too on your lifestyle.
Anne.
Because I'm a dancer and very active, Connie says I need long hair that I can tie up when I perform.
Pam.
I'm a very busy and sociable person. I don't have a lot of time to spend on my hair. Connie says I need a style like this. It's easy for me to manage it.
Keith.
I work on cars in my father's garage. My long hair was always in my eyes and face. Connie suggests my hair should be short enough to keep tidy.
How can I keep my hair healthy?
Eat a balanced diet and get plenty of exercise. You will shine, and so will your hair. Also, look after your hair at home. City air is dirty and polluted, so it'd be wise for you to shampoo your hair frequently. Here are some of the things you need for effective hair care at home. Shampoo and conditioner. Choose a shampoo that suits your type of hair, i.e. oily, dry, or normal. Apply it after wetting your hair with warm water. After shampooing, squeeze out the extra water and apply a conditioner to make it soft, smooth, and shiny. Brush and comb. These should be soft enough not to damage your hair. Before shampooing, brush your hair thoroughly to loosen any dirt. After washing out the shampoo, apply the conditioner in the same way. And then comb it into your hair so that every hair is covered. After shampooing, dry your hair gently with a towel before using the hairdryer. Always set it at a low temperature and hold it at least 10 centimeters from your hair.
Listening. Page 26.
Noting down appointment details. Listen to these four customers. They are all phoning Connie's hairdressing salon to make appointments. Write their names on the chart in the right places. The time now is 10 a.m. Customer 1.
Connie's salon.
I'd like a haircut, please. Can you give me an appointment this morning, as soon as possible? No. Anyone will do. I don't mind.
Well, Franco could see you at 10:30.
Yes, that would be fine.
Right, that's one haircut at 10:30. May I have your name, please, sir?
Yes, it's Moore. M-O-O-R-E.
Right, Mr. Moore. That's 10:30 with Franco. Thank you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Pages 29 and 30. A. Talk time.
Showing interest in a speaker and changing. You can show your interest in speakers by your body language and intonation. By saying things that encourage them to continue speaking. You can also say things to change the subject of a talk or conversation. Exercise A1.
I saw a funny movie on TV last Wednesday.
Really?
It was about a man who owned a furniture shop.
A furniture shop?
Yes, and he put an advertisement in the paper saying, "Send me 500 yen and I guarantee to make you 20 centimeters taller."
My goodness.
Hundreds of men sent him money.
No.
He sent them back a 20-centimeter-high plastic stool. Then they all came round to his shop and...
To change the subject for a moment. Debbie, is that a new hairstyle you've got?
Why, yes. Do you like it? I had it done at...
More language input. 2. Reading. Page 34. Maintenance is better than repair.
Some people have a lot of hair all over their body, while others have little body hair. And some people have no hair on the top of their head. They are bald. The important thing, though, is are you happy with the hair you do have? If not, what hair problems do you have? Do you know how to deal with your worries? You certainly realize that your problems may not just be with the hair. They may be in your body as well. Therefore, the most important thing to do is to check your diet and way of life first. Lack of protein and iron can secretly rob your hair of its shiny beauty, and so can the stress in your life. But if it is not the food that you eat or the pressure that you have, then think about the way you treat your hair. Too much perming and coloring can be harmful. Also, the overuse of electrical appliances such as hair dryers can damage your otherwise beautiful hair. Last but not least, be sure to choose the right products for yourself. A sensible mind is the key to healthy hair.
Listening. Page 36. Listen to these skincare tips and fill in the missing words.
Before you start your skincare,
Examine your skin first and think about its type. Do you have oily skin, dry skin, or combination skin? Select skin protection products carefully. Always use products that are suitable for your skin type. Don't use soap to clean your face. Soap can dry out the surface of your skin. Wash your face each morning and night. Start the day with a clean and fresh face. And you should clean your face at the end of the day to remove dirt and pollution, and makeup if you wear it, from your skin.